it was a day. Just like any other day, really. I woke up and took a quick shower. Threw on the standard pair of yoga pants, t-shirt. Slid into my shoes and pulled my hair up in a ponytail and headed out the door. I climbed in the car and started on my day. Had a few walks this morning and some cats to feed, and then that meet and greet this afternoon. So I make my stops and check on Grayson, Max, and Maggie, and so I check the time. I realize it's time for me to get to the meet and greet. Something that has become robotic. Show up, meet the owner, pet the dog or the cat, go through the litany of instructions on what to do, what not to do. Nothing special. As I showed up to the door, I thought nothing of it. I stood there waiting. I could hear the dog barking from inside. Alfie was his name, I believe. Gave me a laugh because I didn't know. One of the thoughts that came to mind should be the movie with Jude Law by the same name, or for whatever reason, the show Elf that I used to watch. That was the Weimaraner's name. And as this person approached the door and went to open it, I put a smile on my face and waited to go through the appropriate motions, handshaking, greeting, and then the house tour. Grossly unprepared when the door swung open. And there you stood. Dotted in a water drop. From the shower. At first, I wasn't sure if the glistening of your skin was from the shower or if I had interrupted a workout, but as I walked through the door and caught your scent, that crisp smell. Oh, it had to be a shower. gather my thoughts a moment, shaking my head. The first thing that went through my mind was how much I would love to lick the dampness from your skin. Dog sitter. I'm here to find out how to take care of your dog and then go on my way. But as we walked through the house and you went over Alfie's instructions, I couldn't stop my mind from wandering to that shelter. Wondering how the soap looked clean. To your chest. Obviously, just had fingers run through it as you stepped out. From the shower. Oh, God, and every time I got close enough to smell you again, I couldn't. Oh, God. Well, let's smell masculinity and rugged and clean. God, and man. As we walked downstairs, so you could show me where to feed Alfie and cage him during the day while I was gone, I got up some more. I saw a look in your eye, a hint of something slightly less professional than what one of my clients should be thinking. Your eyes linger just a touch too long on the swell of my breast and not wearing any panties as usual, I began to wonder, could you smell how wet I had gotten since I walked in your door? Did you have any idea? Oh, God. How badly my pussy had started to drop. Every time those big brown eyes looked at me, the smile grew across your face. As we were standing downstairs, began to realize that most of what you were saying was completely and utterly lost on me. I don't think I'd heard much since I walked in the door. A few words here and there about where to find medication, or the vet's information, or where to look for a leash, but everything else was just white noise. I couldn't stop watching your lips, wondering what they would feel like. Pressed against mine, and not just the ones on my mouth. Oh God, thoughts going through my head were extremely inappropriate. Not at all what a dog sitter should be thinking, but God, I just couldn't help but wonder. Your hands would feel like moving up my thighs. How strong they must be, and what it would feel like. Push my legs open and the next thing I know, we're back upstairs and headed towards the front door. And, God, I don't know whether to be relieved that I'm leaving or upset that there isn't a reason. No good excuse to extend the visit. I reached for the door the same time that you reach from behind me and caused our bodies to brush against one another. Oh God, if I didn't know better, I'd swear that was your heart cock pressing. Oh God. Into the small of my back. I closed my eyes for a second and I could hear your voice coming up with that excuse for me to stay. Oh God. Remembering that you'll need an overnight occasionally. And as the words come out of your mouth, I think my knees are going to give out. Did you offer to show me the bedroom upstairs? Where I'll sleep if I ever need to stay while you're out of town. And I don't question it. I just turn on my heel and follow you up the staircase. As we round the corner into the bedroom, you turn to look at me. There's that flash again of something. Something carnal. when I almost fall back, but in that instant, your arms around my back and you pull me against you. In my head telling me this is not appropriate behavior. kiss me again. As the other hand reaches around, expertly unclasping my bra. Bring my breath to your hands. You start to cut and grab, massage, fucking pinch. Oh God. Push them open. Oh God. And you reached up and started to rub my lips. Swollen and puffy. Soaking. Released my nipple and stood straight up. staring boldly. Oh god, fuck me. At the bulge. Oh god, it's moving like my lips. I'm pulling the bottom lip through my teeth. God, I wanted to suck your cock so bad. And I sat and watched. Oh, God. Oh, she freed your cock. Hell yes. Oh, fuck. God, it's such a big cock. Oh, God, fuck. Oh, God, it's such a big cock. Unbuttoning and unzipping your pants. And pushing them and your boxers down all at once. So that your cock is sprung forward. And I can see every aching vein. My mind swam with thoughts of sucking your cock. Oh, God. Oh, and not just for a few minutes, but oh, fuck, for hours. Oh, I wanted to worship your cock. And my mouth. It should be. But as if reading my mind, you struck my cheek with your thumb and told me not this time. This time. I don't even know what that means. But you pushed me up onto the bed, removing my pants at the same time. Oh, God. Oh. deeper and deeper into me every time. Oh God. Oh. Yes. Oh God, fuck. Oh, I love when you fuck me. Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come all over your big cock. Oh, oh, God.